Awaz Anjane, Episode 34, February 22nd, 2007.
Welcome back to a new edition of Awaz Anjane, your favorite Hindi podcast, bringing to you every week songs, compositions, and interviews with musical talents all around the world. I'm Deb.
And I'm Pia, your host for the show. और हमारे इस प्रोग्राम में आप भी शामिल हो सकते हैं. Send us your songs, compositions and thoughts on Hindi music and be a part of our musical journey.
And talking about journeys, Pia, I'm switching from metaphors to real journey over here. Last week, we said that there was a lot of snow and it was very cold out here. Mm-hmm. Well, finally, we are now able to have all our regular journeys drive out in normal weather. The snow is kind of melting away and it's not that cold like last week.
And if you remember, the groundhog did not see his shadow, so spring's not far away.
Oh yeah, I forgot. You know, the tradition this year has been positive for us. Those of you listening to us outside North America may not be familiar with this tradition. The Groundhog's Day is a traditional festival celebrated in the US and Canada on February 2nd. And it's said that if the groundhog sees his shadow, there's going to be six more weeks of bad weather.
Babe.
And if he doesn't, The spring will be here soon.
I know you're excited that spring may not be far away, but you know, you almost sound like hosting a weather show.
I just wanted to give an update.
Listen to some music. Let's listen.
Diwano se ye mat poocho. दीवानों पे क्या गुजरी है हाँ उनके दिलों से ये पूछो अरमानों पे क्या गुजरी है दीवानों से ये मत पूछो पिलाते रहते हैं और खुद प्यासे रह जाते हैं औरों को पिलाते रहते हैं और खुद प्यासे रह जाते हैं ये पीने वाले क्या जाने पैमानों पे क्या गुजरी है दीवानों से ये मत पूछो बनाया इंसान को इंसान मोहब्बत कर बैठा मालिक ने बनाया इंसान को इंसान मोहब्बत कर बैठा वो ऊपर बैठा क्या जाने इंसानों पे क्या गुजरी है हाँ उनके दिलों से ये पूछो परवानों पे क्या गुजरी है दीवानों से ये मत पूछो दीवानों पे क्या गुजरी है बिखरी है दीवानों से ये मत पूछो.
You heard the voice of Bharat Kumar from Cleveland, Ohio, singer, DJ, and entertainment show producer. Bharat's musical journey has been for many years. And what's unique about this journey is that he decided not to do this alone, but try and involve his entire community.
Well, I've been in the United States for about 25 years now. You know, I came in 1982. And even before I got here, you know, I was always passionate about music. You know, I have sang in India, in Ahmedabad, in talent shows, played banjo, and just basically had many friends in the music industry, you know, that I had brief opportunity to sing with those guys. And when I came here in 82, I think the platform was very small here. As a matter of fact, We were so unfortunate to find artists in Cleveland. So, you know, we would scavenge or we would get excited if somebody comes from out of town, you know. And then, you know, I would get an opportunity to sing with them. And as I started to know the community and the people, and I got involved it, at the temple. Since 84, I have been involved in the temple activities. And I thought, you know, that, you know, I should do something, you know, or somebody need to take a lead in terms of expanding the music, not from the classical perspective, you know, which I do also enjoy, but non-classical filmy music, you know, where people all ages, all groups can come together and enjoy the Indian music.
Did you actually start a band and you found that the mobility of people over here hampered you and the band started breaking up?
Yes, actually, I consider myself the originator of the group called Saz or Awaz, which we started a long time ago. But, you know, as people move around, it's hard to retain talent. So, you know, I still did not lose my patience, and I said I'm going to continue to find different artists, different talent, and adapt to our newer generation, you know, because, you know, if you want to attract our new generation of the kids or the new generation of the adult, you know, you have to add a little bit mix to the music, a little bit showmanship. I think that's what was missing. And since last year in 2006, we did a show called Bollywood Kalaj or Kal, where, you know, we performed songs from 70s, 80s, all the way until the latest one. We added a little bit music, little bit of a live, little bit of a dancing and things to that nature.
How frequently do you organize these shows in a year, Bharat?
I started with once a year, but I plan to at least increase that frequency. Maybe I would like to do it twice a year if the support is there and if I get the continuous, enrichment from artists that I find, you know. Because that's one of the key things. You know, we have to find good artists, and I want to put them on a stage, not as an artist, but as an entertainer. And I think that's where I differ a little bit from other artists, where people come sing and they leave the stage. And what we want to do, you know, we want to become an entertainer. So, you know, add a little more reality to the show, you know, a little more acting portion, you know, that I think we want people to add. I also want to get like a younger generation, you know, so we're trying to get the kids to get involved, you know, so parents feel, you know, that, you know, if the kids has a talent, and if they find a platform, you know, they can definitely perform on the stage.
So you've brought out an interesting point. You said that you would like the people that come on stage, you want them to be more entertainers and not just be a musician performing the music or a singer singing. And so what would be a tip that you would offer to them if they pick up the microphone, let's say if it's a singer, and goes up on stage? How do you transition from being an excellent singer to providing a total package of entertainment?
I guess what I started doing is I started watching this. Agar main koi gana ga raha hun, if I'm trying to sing a song of any particular artist, I watch that. If this is a movie song, I definitely watch that song, you know, if it was performed in the movie. and how it was done, you know, not from the singer perspective, but from the actor or actress's perspective. And we try to bring that kind of a Bollywood magic on the stage, you know. If I'm singing a duet with my other partner, you know, I would make sure, you know, that we at least add a little more of that acting portion while we are singing the song.
Mm-hmm.
So it creates a little more interactions. People can relate, you know, that these guys are not only singing, but they're also performing at the same time.
So, Pierre, there you go. You got the tips. So if you're planning to sing Kajrare, you better get the feet going.
Well, don't forget, it's a duet, so start getting your act together.
Oh, you know that, you know, I'm like the man with two left feet, so I would rather sing some old numbers where the dance moves are pretty limited.
You are listening to Awaaz and Jaane. We want you to be a part of the show as well. Please visit our website podioindia.com for details on how to submit your musical pieces or how to post your comments. If you would like to leave us a voicemail, please do so at 206-203-4338. Send us emails at yourgeet@gmail.com.
सुख के सब साथी दुख में न कोई सुख के सब साथी दुख में न कोई मेरे
I would say, you know, that I think being involved in the temple has given me a spiritual lift also, along with the work life that we live, you know. I enjoy serving community, whether it's a temple or whether it's FICA, which is our local Indian community organization, or whether it's a Gujarati Samaj or any other organization who has approached me in the past, you know. We have done shows, you know, for those community, and bhajan has become more of my inner soul, you know, that I want to bring it out, you know, in a different way, you know. And I have performed with many artists, including Purushottam Das Jalota, you know, who has been to our SV temple many times in the last 5 years. So, you know, it has been my privilege to perform with him. And there are many other artists who have come besides him, you know, at the temple for our annual fundraising. Or we have a Srinath Ji program at the temple. And, you know, it has been my privilege, you know, as being part of the community and part of the committee of the temple to serve our community in a different way. In last Navratri, you know, everybody who sponsored the Navratri Garbas at the temple, I gave out my CDs, you know. So if people who are even interested, you know, I would only charge shipping and handling, you know, for those people if people want my bhajan CD also. Tera naam hai saja tu jana koi sukh ke sab saathi dukh mein na koi
Being a part of the temple, he not only organizes and performs some of the devotional programs, but he also ensures another important activity, and that is to ensure that the youth is not left out in the process.
I think one of the activities that we do at the temple is called the Fountain of Youth, you know, at the Shiva Vishnu temple, where we just don't want kids to come only for the religious activity, but the social gathering, you know. And social gathering could be, you know, just meeting your friends, understanding, you know, what their roles are, you know, in a community and, you know, how can they help, you know, and bring out talents, whether they have a singing talent, whether they have a dancing talent or any such those things. Because when I came here, you know, it was hard to find a platform. I think I want to create a platform for the younger youth in such a way, you know, that, you know, we can guide them, you know, and, you know, we know that our kids love Indian music, you know, not probably from the oldies, you know, but definitely the newer generation. So how do we keep them intact, you know, with their passion, you know, and how do we promote them, you know, if they do have a hidden talent, you know, let's polish it up a little bit, you know, and give them some tips, you know, and, you know, bring it on the stage, you know. I think, you know, kids enjoy it, their parents enjoy it, you know, and they get, you know, some satisfaction out of it.
I think what he's trying to achieve is wonderful. Children can relate to music easily, and, you know, they can somehow connect to the roots.
Well, for the moment, he's very busy organizing the Bollywood Dhamaka show next month. And we at PodioIndia.com, we are very supportive of such community activities. So we wanted Bharat to tell our audience about the show.
I request all my audience, you know, if you are definitely in the Cleveland or the vicinity of the Cleveland, plus come and see the show. I think there are some clips from the last year. But, you know, more specifically, I think this year's show is going to be more entertaining. You know, I think we have a lot more artists. Come on down on March 17, 2007 at Cuyahoga Community College,
okay.
Hollywood Dhamaka 2007. So I strongly recommend people to visit our website, which is www.pujanand.com. And there is a lot more information is available. Besides the singing and the doing other thing, We also do wedding plannings and DJ services and bunch of other stuff. So, you know, music, anything music related, you know, I'm really, I get excited about it. And anything I can do, you know, to make it better, you know, we always try to do that, you know, as a team.
Is this a full-time occupation for you?
No, absolutely not. This is my weekend full-time occupation. By profession, I have an IT consulting company. So that's what I do Monday to Friday. And evenings and weekends, besides my work, music becomes the second priority.
Well, he's certainly doing a great job considering this as a weekend activity for him.
So, Pia, his weekdays are like, you know, normal weekdays like us. So it's like maintaining
a day job.
Your day job, yeah. And his musical activities are relegated to only weekends. And you would think that his hands are full, but you know, he's a bundle of energy, and his plans don't stop here.
Next thing I would like to do, you know, and you know, I'm hoping that, you know, that other people would support is we like to have a local karaoke club where, you know, people can perform, you know, maybe on a bi-monthly basis. You know, we would like people to, you know, come and polish and shine themselves, you know, on a mini platform, you know, and maybe on a biannual basis, you know, we can have a bigger shows, you know, where we can add a lot more entertainment along with, you know, all this newer singer that's coming out, you know. And I think in my this year's show, people are going to see, you know, that we have found many other artists, you know, that were hidden into our community.
Bharat, our best wishes for a very successful show. We know you are putting in a lot of effort into this show along with your entire team.
Tum dil ki dhadkan mein rehte ho, rehte ho. Tum dil ki dhadkan mein rehte ho.
To all of you for spending your time with us. Tune in next Thursday for Your Music Your Way. Khush rahiye, gungunate rahiye agle hafte tak.
Hey, 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 la 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 la. La 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 la. La 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 la. La la la. तुमसे प्यार हुआ धीरे से वो पास आए चुपके से इजहार हुआ अब ना किसी से डरना है संग जीना मरना है अब ना किसी से डरना है संग जीना मरना है बस तुमने अपनाया है, दुनिया ने ठुकराया है, बस तुमने अपनाया है, दिल को कितना चैन मिला, सबने इतना सताया है, अपना है एक सपना, एक तू ही हो अपना, अपना है एक सपना, एक तू ही हो अपना.
Hey.